My name is Ketsia Aurelien. This is for patient Betty Hernandez, B-E-T-T-Y, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Number one, renal artery stenosis. The patient presents with uncontrolled blood pressure over the past few weeks. And has a history of left renal stent occlusion, as well as 40 to 50% right renal artery stenosis on a CTA of the abdomen completed on 5/22/18. Period. Furthermore, on her recent lab, her GFR has decreased from 85 to 76. Due to these findings, we would like to order a CTA of the abdomen for comparison, and to evaluate any occlusion of her renal arteries, period. Today's blood pressure is 133 over 65, and this patient just started on a new blood pressure medication by her primary care doctor, Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A. However, she cannot recall the name of the medication, period. We will continue to monitor, period. The patient also reports left flank pain, which has been going on for the past couple of weeks, as well as a weakened urine stream, period. Next line, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. This kidney disease is likely related to loss of renal mass and a single functioning kidney, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, period. The recent lab revealed BUN of 11 from 9, creatinine of 0.90 from 0.79, and GFR of 76 from 85. There is no evidence of proteinuria with protein to creatinine ratio of 126 milligrams. And there is no activity in the urinary sediment, period. The electrolytes are all within normal limits. However, an elevation of her PTH is noted, period. We will repeat her CKD as well as her mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation, period. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, stable on Repatha, sub-Q, period. Her lipid panel is unremarkable on the recent labs. Next line, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 133 over 65. However, the patient states about 2 weeks ago, her blood pressure was 199 over 104 at home. And she was seen by her primary care doctor who prescribed her a new medication. She states her blood pressure has been systolic in the 133 range and diastolic in the 60s, period. This High blood pressure is likely related to the renal artery stenosis. We will continue to monitor. Period. Oh, also, the patient was advised to continue to record her blood pressure readings from home at least twice a day. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Stable on vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Her vitamin D level is 35, which is satisfactory. Period. And